irbom, animal. And they are beautiful animals. And the woods are full of them down there. Now the possum is, to me, is a testimony. I've never eaten any coon meat, but to say, I've seen them when they were parboiled and ready to cook, and they were very pretty. They looked good. I used to have a cook, and she was very fond of coon meat. One of my boys killed a big coon one day, skinned him and brought him, took him in the kitchen and skinned him, rather. And she wanted him to let her have one of them. He got the thing fixed. She took it home and cleaned it up good and parboiled it. And then she wanted to bring and put the big range we had back there and cook it. But that's the principle food that we've got in the way of wild animals.
Would you have bushy-tailed animals?
Huh?
Would you have any small bushy-tailed animals?
Rabbits, of course, and squirrel, I forgot that.
Would you have chipmunks around here?
I don't think so, not much. I'd forgotten about the rabbit and the squirrel.
How would you shave years ago?
Huh?
How would you shave? If you were going to shave, would you, before you say had an electric razor or a regular steel razor?
I never could use a straight flat edge. Uh-huh. I started off with a Durham duplex when I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I still have it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the second I had it. I dropped it and broke the handle on it. Mm-hmm. But I use that. I use a Gillette, what do you call it? Two blades in there.
The injector or something like that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Years ago, what kind of razor did your father use?
I didn't have any short head. Old straight edge was about the only thing he had.
How would he sharpen it?
Use it with a leather strap. And then they had a material called a honing, a stone. A honing razor blade with. It was faster than the leather strap was, you might say, put the finishing touch to it.
Uh-huh.
But the other was one that really put the edge on.
If you were farming, what would you use to break the ground?
Well, in the old days, all you had to do most of it was you had to have a mule or a horse and break the ground by having what they call a turn plow.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, they come along with what they call a gang plow, a bush and bog harrows.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to cut the land all up and then straighten it out.
What kinds of guns would you have?
What kind of what?
Guns.
I don't have it now. I've given all my guns to my boys.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Lefevre, double barrel, hammerless.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Ithaca.
Mm-hmm.
My son Daniel has a Winchester automatic. He also has a Parker, double barrel. Went to an auction one night and bid one in at $500.
Mm-hmm.
Too rich for my blood.
Uh-huh.